Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the Priestess Perspective. I am your host, Hot High Priestess, and I am so excited for today's episode because we have a very special guest. We have dating coach Deal here with us, who will introduce herself here in a second. If you guys are so excited for this episode, if you've been loving the Priestess Perspective, go ahead and rate the podcast 5 stars and go ahead and DM me on Instagram if you do that, because I want to thank you personally. I love the Priestess family and I'm so excited for today's episode because we're going to be talking about how to get chased, how to get anyone obsessed with you, first date do's and don'ts. We're going to be talking to a dating expert here on how to literally get the person of your dreams crawling, begging for you. Okay, we're going to talk about manifestation, we're going to talk about mindset, and most importantly, we're talking facts. So if you are ready, go ahead and rate the podcast 5 stars and let's jump in. Miss Dating Coach Deal, my good friend, my previous college sweet mate, returning on the podcast, go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hello, Priestess Perspective fam. So excited to be here. I absolutely loved our last episode on how to attract a high value man. If you haven't listened to that, that is where to go. But I am a dating coach specializing in online dating, dating apps, getting people into beautiful, happy, loving, obsessive relationships, and meeting people in real life, platonic or otherwise. So all things connection. We're here for it.
Yes, I love it. Who better to have on the podcast than Jenny herself, Miss Dating Coach Deal. I am so excited for today's episode. We are going to jump right in to how, you know, I asked you guys, like, what are you guys trying to know? What are you guys curious about? And the first question we got was how to be chased. Okay, now, Dating Coach Deal here has seen the trajectory. She has seen the whole journey. She has seen me go from completely insecure to irresistible, literally having men spoil me, getting the man of my dreams, like, crawling after me, begging for me, like, treating me truly like a princess. And, like, I just really am in the happiest place I've been in so long in my love life. I am truly being treated so, so well by such high value men. And this is something I honestly at one point never thought possible. I truly, and let me know in the DMs if you relate, I had this mindset that men were all evil, that no man would ever treat me right, that there was something maybe even fundamentally wrong with me, that like, good men came at a price, and that it just wasn't in the cards for me. I thought I had to be independent. I thought it all had to be on me. I was in my masculine because I was too afraid to, you know, receive from men. And so the whole narrative switched, and I'm excited to jump into this conversation of how this happened. So I'm going to go ahead and let Dating Coach Deal first talk about, like, what did you notice changed in me that brought this behavior into my life, this princess treatment, this just, you know, chasing energy from other people?
Oh my goodness, your transformation in love has been my favorite thing to witness, especially on the princess treatment front. And at the core of it all was detachment and self-concept. Always, you were giving yourself princess treatment for months, wow, getting yourself flowers, treating yourself to lashes and nails, and really just nourishing that self-concept in you that you are the baddest bitch, the hot high priestess, and you stopped giving a shit about what men did or didn't do for you, because if they didn't do something for you, you literally, I have old voice notes from you being like, ew, I don't even remember his name. He didn't call my Uber. I don't know if I'm even gonna go. Like,
period. No, literally.
You literally did not give a shit about these men.
Like, no tea, no shame.
Until they earned it.
Oh God, not the juice, the sauce coming out, literally. No, that's so real. They had to earn my attention.
Yeah, default ADHD. You don't remember who they are?
I don't remember these men. I don't remember some of their names because I was like, you were so unimpressive. Like, on to the next. Like, you have to approach these men, women, whoever you are attracted to, like, with the mindset of you have to earn my attention, earn my respect, earn my time, right? What, instead of approaching dating as, what am I bringing to the table? Am I going to impress this man or woman or whoever? Approach it with, what is this person doing to impress me? And I am the prize. I need to be won. I have a ton of options. I can literally date like 3 billion other people. So where, what's the rush, right? Yeah. What's the, like, there's no scarcity here. And removing that scarcity mindset, detaching, because you always know the best is out there, is so, so crucial. And I love that Jenny mentioned also giving yourself princess treatment. I sustain a seven-figure business. I live in my dream apartment, my dream city. I get my own nails done, my lashes done. I sustain myself in such a way that I treat myself like the princess I am, that a man really has to bring a lot to the table for me to be impressed. And it really was like a job interview almost for me, not the Capricorn coming out, but it really was like, okay, like, if I'm not impressed, it's okay. Like, it wasn't meant to be, and I'm not taking it personal. It's like, this was just like one out of a few to get to the one that I need to be with.
Yeah. Another thing that came to mind is on a more soul nourishing level, right? Because we've been talking a bit material, a bit surface, which we love, princess treatment. But another aspect of it all is you have said multiple times that your friendships are so aligned, so nourishing, that you said, I don't even know if I want to date, because what can a man give me that my friends don't already give me? Until you found a man who gave you what your friends couldn't. Oh, wow. Opening your door, planning the dinner, mm-hmm. that sort of love that only exists romantically. Wait, but until that, you were like, I literally do not care. I'm not going to hang out with a guy, walk around the farmer's market to just talk about bullshit when I can do that with the girls.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, literally, like, that is tea. First of all, memories. Second of all, literally, I love that, where it was like, I am so insanely fulfilled in my, guys, this is 101. Write this down, pen and paper, notes app out now. You, the easiest way to be chased is when a man sniffs, and or a woman or whoever sniffs that you do not need them, that you are so insanely satisfied, so nourished by your own self, by your own being. Like, you are the main character.
And men want to be needed.
And they, men want to be needed. Anyone wants to feel needed. Anyone wants to feel like they can add, they can contribute.
Valuable.
That they are valuable. But how do you become valuable when someone is already living in such a valuable life and sees so much value in themselves and has so much value in their friendships, in their connections, in their career? Someone needs to bring so much to the table. And when they sense that off of you, that energy off of you, they run. Now, something that Jenny said that I really like is she said, you have to give that person enough space for them to chase. Yo, the bars have come out. Now, I want Jenny to explain this concept of space. What does that look like? What does that mean? How can we implement it?
Wow. On a literal level, if you want to be chased, there needs to be space for them to run at you. If you're standing still, how can they chase? You're standing still. We were talking about how did Sarah not only get princess treatment, but like elevated princess treatment over time. It's been a minute. I've never seen such insane treatment for so long.
guys, for months and months, and the princess treatment has only gotten better. But yeah, the princess treatment just continues to get better with time. Whereas I notice in a lot of relationships nowadays, it's like people get into relationships, people get comfortable, and then the princess treatment, the honeymoon phase dies out. And that just has not been the case for me. So, but yeah, what were you saying?
Oh, so we were analyzing how has this happened, and Miss Ha High Priestess has a way of maintaining just enough distance to stay desirable, I guess. Mm. Or rather, I'm a big proponent as a dating coach for rosters. Responsible roster dating is the method to receive princess treatment because, you know, if you don't know where you're running for him to chase, you just go to another man. Go on another date, and if you are thinking about committing to a man, if you aren't sure if he's the right one, go on a date with someone else.
Ooh.
Because you will, it'll be real clear to you while on that other date, do you miss him?
Ooh.
Or are you happy to be with this new guy who actually is paying for your dinner? Then go out with someone else. Maybe you prefer dating actors.
Yo, this is the episode, guys. Get a roster. You know what? I actually completely agree. For the beginning, yeah, like it has never hurt me to be abundantly clear of the options that I have and know that there are many options right in front of me. And the thing is, when you're dating, especially in the beginning, I think it is really important to shop around, to not put all your eggs in one basket right away until it is very earned. Because oftentimes, and let me know if you guys relate, it's like you put all your eggs in one basket. You want this person to be obsessed with you. And when you are desiring them, you're the one chasing. There is no room for them to chase you. You guys are going to bump into each other that way. Like if you're running after them, guess where they're running? The opposite direction, you know? And you want to just give them the space to come to you, but to give that space, you have to disappear a little bit. You have to be ambiguous, a little mysterious. You've got to leave them, you know, questioning, where are you? She's so busy. She has Pilates in the morning, tennis at night. You know what? You want to make them feel lucky that they fit, you fit them into your schedule. And if you are, you know, if you are so free and so available for this person, and I'm not talking about faking that you have things to do. No, literally live such a fulfilling, busy life full of such aligned activities and things that you are doing that this person is just a contribution to your already beautiful life. And they know that and they're well aware of that. And I think that's where a lot of this comes in is not just obviously roster dating and knowing, okay, they can sniff that you have other options. And trust me, they always can. They always know. They always know if you are only seeing them and you're only thinking about them. Now, let's talk about this. Jenny had mentioned this at one point when I was getting in, I was in my ghosting era. Like I was getting ghosted and I was like, I just cannot understand why for the life of me, okay? I was actually, I would say, in my hottest era at that point. I was like feeling amazing. I was like, why am I getting ghosted by every guy? And it was because Jenny had mentioned I was energetically so obsessed with these men. Like, it's not that I like was texting them all the time, that I was clingy, anything. But energetically, if your energy is completely consumed in someone, it leaves no space for them to consume their energy on you. People can sniff that energy out. And that is the fastest way to not just get ghosted, but to literally repel love from your life is when you're just all consumed in someone, when you are filling a void in your life with someone else, yeah. You know?
Saw this TikTok, y'all have probably seen it too, that said, the moment you get a crush is when you sign up to volunteer.
No, literally, get busy, girl. Mm-hmm. Get busy, sign up for Pilates, go volunteer.
And that's really the way to up level, right? We probably talked about in our High Value Man episode that to attract a partner that you desire, you yourself need to be that person.
Right.
How else do you do that than by filling up your schedule, by going to the classes, reading the books, and like Sarah said, you don't pretend to be busy, because pretending to be busy is a form of obsession, because you're fixating your energetic eye on this person, thinking, what can I do to impress them? What can I do to make them think about me? And that's just not how it works.
And I'm going to interrupt here. That is a very important distinction. Take out your notes app. When you're making them the center of your life, like, notice how when you are pretending to be busy, you're doing it for them. You're doing it to get them to be obsessed with you. Yeah. You're doing it with them as the center focal point. Whereas when you are making your life busy because you're actually interested in tennis, because you're actually trying to get that bag, trying to blow up your business, your social media, whatever, that makes you the center. Mm. You want to put yourself on that pedestal. And if you need any help doing that, guys, Manifest Magic Workshop, use code Bestie for 30% off. Gonna link it down below. Also, the love letter meditation is one of my favorite ways. Jenny has done it. It's one of my favorite ways to elevate your self-concept, because you are going to be transforming the way that they view you from their perspective.
The love letter meditation is literally mind-blowing. If anyone like struggles with visualization, it's always been a weak point for me. Yeah. You gotta do that meditation. It is insane. When we say decenter them, put yourself in the center, if you're like, how? Love letter meditation. I literally like felt my spirit change when I did it for the first time. Wow. Sarah was like, just put this out. Let me know what you think. And I was like, girl, my spirit transcended. I wish she told me to say
that. Yeah, literally, guys, grab that down below. I'm going to link it for you guys. It's so good. It's really good. If you struggle with like putting yourself on the pedestal, visualizing yourself as the most confident version of yourself, visualizing these men literally chasing you, you need this love letter meditation. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to link that down below. But back to what we were saying. Hobbies. Yeah, you need to make yourself the main focus. You need to put yourself on the pedestal. And let's get very surface level baseline. Let's think of other things, not even love related, that we try to chase in life. Let's think about a career, a college. What makes Harvard College so desirable that people are literally sacrificing everything, chasing, begging, literally praying to God that they get into Harvard, that they have a shot at Harvard? Let's think of what the concepts are that make Harvard so desirable that we can implement in our own selves. Well, Harvard doesn't accept just anyone. Harvard accepts only the best of the best, period. So you have to too. You are not going to accept half-assed behavior. You are not going to accept just anyone who isn't impressive into your life. There is a energetic price tag associated with you including someone in your energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very important. And the other thing is, you know, Harvard itself has a track record of only accepting the best of the best, producing the best results. Like, this is something that is an ongoing journey, right? Yeah. So you have to prove to yourself over time that this is the only behavior you accept. Then you subconsciously change your mindset to, I no longer am like just telling myself I expect this behavior from people. It is like literally facts. Like facts, I get the best behavior. So if you are not doing that, you're a waste of my time. I'm on to the next. I'm not worried, because guess what? The other thing about Harvard, they get a shit ton of applicants. Mm. And baby, you have a whole world of a dating pool right in front of you at your fingertips. And Jenny will tell you this in all her videos. She talks about the dating apps, Hinge, Bumble, whatever you fancy, the DMs, go to, I don't know, Venice Run Club, find your soulmate. Like, there is a sea of people. And the thing is, Harvard knows. Harvard knows with certainty every year gazillions of people are going to apply. Yeah. It's not worried, oh my God, are people going to apply? Of course, it's a given. And the other thing about Harvard is Harvard itself is a very prestigious institution. It has a lot, just the name itself, you know, speaks volumes. It has earned its title, right? And in that same sense, when we tell you guys to, you know, create that high value version of yourself, to take yourself on dates, to, you know, become the main character of your life, that is a byproduct. Being chased is going to be a byproduct of that, because in order to be the prize, or in order for someone to try to win the prize, you have to be the prize. And you know, whether that is becoming the most confident version of yourself by, you know, up-leveling your fashion or your schedule or your social skills or just generally like the way you speak about yourself. Like it really starts with the simple things. So yeah, I think that's
person for you.
There's something so attractive about a person who is so convicted in themselves and just, yeah, it just not just believes in themselves, but unapologetically pursues their dreams. Yeah. Like there's something so sexy about it, you know, and it's just this like natural desire we have to, you know, want to be with a person like that. At the end of the day, I think what this all boils down to, the overarching theme is the law of detachment, right? Mm-hmm. It is like letting go, trusting, and not needing. Like I think so often, and continuing to move and flow and just trust. Because at the end of the day, the fastest way to repel a soulmate, to repel princess treatment is to need it. Like to be so clingy, to be so like desperate. And so you may be questioning like, okay, so how do I detach? How do I not need this person? Give what you are seeking from them to yourself. That is the key. You know, like I didn't really need a man like to give me princess treatment because I was giving it to myself. Of course I wanted it. Of course I was seeking for it. But it wasn't ever like a desperate desire, right? And there's a difference. I didn't ever really need a man, period, in my life because I was like, I'm just so happy. Like you will get the princess treatment. You will get the perfect love situation. You will get the person chasing you when you are at your happiest, and I believe that wholeheartedly. And you will get the opposite when you are at your lowest. And that's why I always honestly recommend, before you go searching for someone else, search within. Period. So I love this discussion. If you guys want a part two, by the way, on how to be chased with like more practical tips, let us know. We can definitely do that. But I do want to address some other questions people are having because they are curious, unless you have something else. Like how to go about if you've never been treated right by someone. And I could speak to this because that was me. Like I really was not getting the best end of treatment. And then everything switched very fast. And what I did was I simply decided. Like I did my I'm simply deciding method and I literally wrote it out. I was like, I'm just simply deciding this is how men treat me. And you ingrain it into your subconscious where it's like, this is how I'm always treated by men, women, whoever you're attracted to. And you write it out. You're like, do the love letter method, literally do the meditation. I'll link it down below, whatever. But get very clear on like how you are treated by the person you're trying to manifest or the, you know, the gender or whatever. And what I want you to do is I want you to, like, what's gonna happen subconsciously is you're going to just reject behavior that isn't that. You only, like, the problem is when we have these beliefs, we begin to like accept, we start to accept that behavior because it's like all we know. And then it becomes a cycle of like, oh, I accepted it, you know, whatever. But once you start rejecting that behavior, and you'll naturally start to like weed out the couple of bad dates you have to go on, whatever. And naturally, you will find that person that will treat you right. And then let that paint the picture. Like it really took only a few guys to give me really great princess treatment for me to like instill this belief that that is just how every man treats me. And the next question, I would say the most common thing we got in the question box was self-love, like how to love yourself more. And I'm really trying to think like what I did to love myself. And I think it's a two-part situation. I think there's the physical part, the tangible 3D, taking inspired action, and we'll talk about that. And I think there's the part where it's very spiritual. It's a very spiritual journey, and it is like a 50-50 journey, right? That comes together to create this love that you're looking for. On the tangible side of things, ask yourself, what is the version of self that you want to be? I never look at, you know, self like self-hatred as, you know, something that is debilitating or something that has to be a bad thing. It can just be something inside of you telling you there's a version of you, a compass, that, you know, is telling you that a version of you in the timeline of the universe exists that has a particular outcome. and you can attain it, right? Whether that's, you know, having the body of your dreams. Mm. For me, that was really important. Yeah. I really feel like my confidence skyrocketed.
And real quick on that note, one thing I learned from Sarah through observation on self-love is allow yourself to want to change.
Ooh.
Allow, like, there is a version of you that exists like this, and there is a reason you have that desire in you. You're allowed to pursue that.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do it. In fact, the only way to know whether or not it's the right option is to pursue it.
Right.
And let it happen. Just let yourself want to change. It's okay and it's natural.
I love that. And the thing about priestess perspective and like the priestess family is we are unapologetic about the fact that we like allow ourselves to desire things. Like, I think a lot of people are like, accept your life for what it is, and that no, like, life is not linear. It is an exponential growth chart. Like, life is constantly moving, changing, and everything is in your hands. You can have the life of your dreams, or you can choose to put in the spiritual work to accept yourself for who you are.
What you want can change.
And what you want can change. But at the end of the day, I want you to really sit with yourself and ask yourself, is this a part of me, the compass inside of me telling me I do desire this other version of me that exists in the universe, right? Is it something I want to pursue? And if it is, allow yourself to pursue that. For me, I noticed I was unhealthy with my fitness goals and my diet and so many things of that nature where I was like, I'm just not the healthiest version of myself. And once I took care of that, like that was already like 50% of the journey, to be completely honest. I started treating myself like I was the main character. How would the main character dress? How would the main character do her hair? How would the main character, you know, what, like if she's on set, what do her nails look like? What do her lashes look like? Like she is put together and she dresses the part, you know, dress for the job you want, not the job you have energy, you know, allow yourself to mold and make active efforts to become the person you want to be. Whether that's reading a book, whether that's, you know, taking comedy classes, I don't know. Like everyone has that thing that they're trying to do to become their version of the main character. So every day tangibly work to become that person. Maybe that means like going to Pilates classes every day or whatever. I don't know, sunrise yoga or, you know, whatever, cooking classes, getting bangs, you know. It's about honoring that part of yourself that desires change and believing that you are capable of it, that you are capable of being the main character. So that's number one. Number two, and yes, like literally on this podcast right now or DM me right now, like I am now the main character, period. I'm just simply deciding. And that's just how it is starting today. And I'm capable of it. The second thing is the stories you tell yourself about your identity. Who do you now choose? Like, something Jenny mentioned earlier is like, when I came to LA, I was just a girl who goes to LA. Like I, like my identity shifts and molds constantly. Yes. Like guys, I was a seven-figure business owner in my head way before I was actually a seven-figure business owner. And the only way to bridge the gap between where you are today and where you want to go is to have the mindset of who you are becoming, period. So think like the person you want to be and you're already halfway there. Mm-hmm. Make sure the stories you tell yourself, the stories you're telling your friends match up and align with the version of you that is the person you want to be. Hey, Jenny is in LA right now because she is going to move here. And listen, does she have an apartment yet? No, but we already know because the way she's talking about, oh, I'm going to go to this. Oh, I'm going to go to that. I'm going to be in Venice Run Club. I'm like, yeah, ice bath, run club. I'm like, she already lives here. In my head, she is my neighbor. And so that's the tea is like, you have to like, embody that identity, you know what I mean? So, and I think that's just a great way to wrap up this episode, honestly, is like, be who you want to be, unapologetically honor the part of yourself that desires things, and period.
In the past.
Don't get locked in the past. Forget the past and move on, period.
What does the past hour say about who you are? What does the past week? Doesn't matter what happened last month.
Right, girl. Period. Amen. So that is today's episode here on The Priestess Perspective. Jenny, Dating Coach Deal, thank you for being our guest. Go ahead and let the listeners know where they can find you and any programs you have that they can join.
Perfect. Literally one of my favorite episodes. Yes! So much fun. Best community on every podcast platform.
Literally.
But you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Dating Coach Deal. And as far as working
Deal, with- Dating Coach D-I-E-H-L.
Yes, spelling bee. Dating Coach D-I-E-H-L on Instagram and TikTok. And if you are working on your love life or trying to meet new, amazing, aligned people in real life, trying to have enriching, fun conversations, booked out on dates, grab my online dating crash course and my Fuck the Small Talk guide. They'll be linked somewhere, at the very least in my bios, to just up-level all areas of interpersonal connection.
Amen. Guys, send her a thank you in the DMs for being on today's episode. And so definitely grab her stuff. It's so good. Also grab Manifest Magic Workshop and the Love Letter Meditation, now available down below. Everything will be linked. Dating Coach Deal will be linked. Everything. Have a lovely day, you guys. I love you. And period. Yes, rate the podcast 5 stars.